Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janna D. We back in the mother studio. Got Courtney Stewart on my left, but you gotta go.
I don't know why I'm rapping.
Oh, no. She got an afro.
That's black pro.
I'm really high.
Yeah, we got Miss English over there with her titties out hanging there with her fucking hair, but that's right, cause y'all working on her hair, gonna come in with a new unit like...
Yay!
What up, AfterBuzzers? Ladies! Let's get this beat that make it jump. I miss y'all, because we didn't have...
I know, it's been like a long time.
It's a week before I wasn't even here.
Well, that too. 3 weeks.
And we needed to know your tea about Miss Cynthia, what you've been feeling, because we know
you
team Cynthia.
Yeah, people were asking. They were checking for you, boo.
Was I feeling Cynthia?
Yeah, how'd you feel about Cynthia kind of, you know, maybe setting Kenya up with Kim in a conversation? Should she have had a conversation with Kenya as a friend? You know, Cynthia got a lot of, like...
Kenya didn't show up to a meeting, and she made a decision, and if she can't deal with it, it's not that big of a deal. Like, why was
she
tripping
about it? So you're
team
Cynthia.
I'm not team Cynthia. I'm like, it's business.
I'm team Cynthia, too. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of Cynthia, you know...
It's business.
Exactly. I think that they might be doing something out here, because I've seen Cynthia 2 times within 1 week.
Well, I'm glad you have, Char, because Cynthia, your peoples was supposed to have you come in, like Hollywood Live, After Buzz, and we done lost track. So if you out there...
I saw her in West Hollywood twice.
Call
now, granted, she
Why
wasn't
didn't
wearing
you tell
any
her to come
makeup.
On the show?
I mean, she was with her own like little thing. Like her own, she looked like she didn't want to be bothered both times I saw her, and then the other time I was working. But she didn't have any makeup on. But it was clearly Cynthia Bailey. And I know Portia's out. Did you know Portia's out here too doing something?
I didn't, but I assume because maybe for the Grammys, they're always out here.
Yeah,
maybe Portia's here for the Grammys.
And that is funny. Cynthia and Peter do be doing the award hustle.
Oh yeah, they're always out here. Whenever there's an award show, they're always.
This episode was called Peaches of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
We saw.
I wanted to be there.
Yeah, that
really
bus trip to Kingston.
The fish.
Look, me and English and me are on the same page.
We
that
just like
fish.
Food.
The food, and they was just drinking all the time, and I just was like, I just need to.
Yes.
I need to go on a vacation. I ain't been there in a while. I need to go on a vacation.
Me too.
See,
my
right before I
coming.
Came here, I went to islands. It ain't nothing like an island, but I had me a nice frothy islandy
place.
Drink.
Did you have a rum punch?
I had a Mai Tai. I don't even know what the tropical kind of punch was, but I felt like the tropics done punched me.
I felt
like I was on the trip with them.
Really?
We see Cynthia stressed out because now here's the thing, Cynthia though. She kind of fudged the story a little bit. She stressed out over Kenya. She said because she was trying to talk to Kenya, but Kenya just got up and walked out. Bitch, you said, are we done yet? And then Kenya got mad and walked out.
Said. Well, that's because Kenya was like,
true. We need the chat.
I don't, whatever. I'm annoyed with Kenya in general right now, so like, I'm just over it. And I'm annoyed that Cynthia can't articulate quickly and well.
Yeah.
Like, Cynthia is a liar.
She is so slow-talking.
No, she
is
a liar.
She wouldn't come off as a liar if she just really was able to articulate what she was going to say.
She can't speak well about anything.
I love Beyonce. That's so
they love your afro. They
Sweet.
Said they love your afro.
Don't judge me for my afro. Yay. Love it.
And
I'm in my Black Power
for
phase
my
right now.
Sea breeze.
Yeah, she's sea breeze. Nobody can even.
And y'all
know.
Can judge.
I feel like
me
I look like a hot mess. I spent a day at the beach, guys.
It looks like you just went.
That's
for
why
a
she wasn't
flat
at Potomac.
Iron.
If right. I look washed out in the face,
Thank you for all the body. Promo.
That's what you're supposed to look like in California.
You look beachy.
Yeah, I prefer
way.
A little bit of a wave and a little bit more dewy.
I understand because I would.
Well,
prefer
then why didn't you
hair.
Wet this a little bit?
No, I didn't have. Do you know how thick traffic was? I was combating.
She was trying to get
Grammy traffic, trying to be here. Took me an hour and a half to get home, and when I got there, I just threw on some lip gloss and powder, and on top of already my little chaja, what I already had, and I was out the door.
This bitch been fabulous.
We're so glad that you're here, Char. We're so glad that you were able to.
I really am. I could not miss tonight's Atlanta after show. I could not miss. I refuse to.
There was a lot going on.
I refuse to.
Cynthia said, you know, some super awesome person.
I love that. Sorry. It's funny.
Yeah. Finally, Cynthia.
That was like the boldest thing she's ever said.
But I fuck with Sheree. Sheree's like, I was the super awesome
person. Well, I'm glad she did speak up instead of pretending like it wasn't her.
And that's not exactly what I said. What I said was.
But what she said was exactly what she said.
Right? Okay.
But that is what Cynthia had originally said, and Cynthia keeps going around being like, I didn't say it like that. Yes, she did.
It's because Cynthia cannot talk. She's never been able to talk. She's never been able to say, like, her argument for anything properly ever in life.
I agree with that.
I actually do agree with you.
Yeah, she,
see?
She's
not a liar.
Pretty.
She just doesn't know how to
she,
speak
but
well.
She is, to me, she's a liar. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why.
She's just non-confrontational, so she gets uncomfortable when she has to
and
be
she
confronted.
Lies.
I don't think she lies. I think she can't talk. She literally says dumb
she
shit that doesn't
Kenya.
Make any sense.
She lied to Kenya.
I agree.
They're saying
what
she's a flip-flop.
What she told Kenya was a flat-out lie.
Yeah.
She wait. What did she tell the Kenya? I don't even know because I was
when
annoyed
she said
that it was
in
even
the room,
happening
when
at
they
all.
Said in the
I
room,
didn't
she
say
just
that.
Kind of she didn't give the full truth, and so yes, that does come off as a lie. But I don't think she knows how to deal with confrontation, like you said.
Mm-hmm. I loved Kim talking about you left me off the list.
Right.
That was funny.
We see.
But I like that she was able to joke about that.
Yeah.
Like, Kim's not, but I really liked Kim this episode. Well, you all know that I've never not liked Kim, except for when they went to D.C. Her and Sebastian got on my damn nerves.
No, you
but
didn't
for the
like
most
Sebastian.
Part, for the, I didn't
but
like
Kim,
Kim
annoyed,
either.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I like Kim and what she adds to the show.
I think her seeing her, and this is something to take with for producers, as far as, like, we always say we want to see them doing the
a
work
job.
That they talk
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
I thought it was really intriguing to see Kim mm-hmm. working around the girls mm-hmm. and seeing the difference in, even though we're all having fun,
yeah.
look at how a set's supposed to run. I ran it all day. It was cute. The girls were in. Oh,
I love the support.
Yes.
It was so encouraging.
Yes.
Like,
now
so
imagine
positive.
If Kenya
she makes it so comfortable.
Was in charge of that production.
Right for all of them. Yeah. Kenya would have been a train wreck.
And Kenya would have been making it about herself.
Yeah. Yes.
And Kenya would have picked and choose who she liked. Like, she probably wouldn't have gave Portia
everyone
card.
Wouldn't have had a role.
Like, everyone's role would have been depending on how much she likes it.
Yeah. And everybody was fairly satisfied. Yeah. Nini loved being the fashion person,
racer.
So, like, everybody just got along.
Because they were just drinking.
They were all
supportive.
Yeah. Like, black girl
watch.
Magic.
Yes.
We need
I have
that.
To say, I actually love Bob.
So do I.
He just, like, was funny in this, and I'm just like...
I like Bob,
he
too.
He was funny, but
something.
Every time I look at him, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just am like, I don't get
it.
That dick game must have been...
A 30-second clip on reality TV will not change my opinion
of him
Bob
licking
Whitfield.
His tongue out at her, running
Bob
down
Whitfield
the...
Bob Whitfield is trash, okay?
Why, Char?
Because, look at the
she
track record.
Yama.
But he did Iyama, so maybe he's changing.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm
so
like,
you don't think Char. People can change, Char?
I do think people are capable of change. I'm just saying that Bob did not make me all of a sudden turn around and say, oh, I really like Bob, based on the 30-minute,
I mean,
a 30-second clip.
I thought he was funny
clip.
In that moment.
Yeah, he
and,
mostly,
in that moment.
In that moment, but
he
mostly
was
I look at him
touch.
Like, ew, why did y'all ever want to sleep with him?
Wolf said Kim was co-directing with Bravo. Stop it.
Are my eyes getting bad or is that small
it
today?
It is really
no, it
small.
Is small.
Oh, I'm like,
I believe that she directed that actual video. I mean, it didn't look like it was too...
I'm kind of mad that we didn't get, like, a final, like, let's see the final cut.
Well, because you know.
We're
going to
get it at the end. We're going to get
yeah,
a party. Because
we're going to get a party for
yeah.
the launch of the commercial.
Or maybe it'll be
at
the reunion.
It's going to be at Bar Zero or Bar...
Oh, that would have
Bar
Nine. But that would actually be cute if in the middle of the reunion they aired it as an actual show. So that way it can actually get some sort of airtime.
And side note, I just want, because somebody, who is that? Zoe, that just said Kim is equally shady. She didn't include Kenya in the commercial.
Kenya had already announced.
I'm going to say that Kenya had announced that she was not, as far as she knew, she wasn't part of it. And she didn't go to that nightcap before they all shot the next day. So she didn't know that they had, like, made up or any kind of friendship.
She also has expressed disinterest in working with Kim. Exactly. It's not like she was being shady. This woman is literally being unnecessarily aggressive with attacking me and acting a fool on my time and pulling my chair from the table. No, she doesn't. Neither one of them want anything to do with one another.
There's no way that if you pulled the chair from up under me, you're going to do anything.
But she's going to talk about, oh, that's so tacky. I'm not on the...
Oh, you know, she said, no, she said she's being passive aggressive by not showing. And I was like, girl, why are you so in your feelings about this woman? Nobody was thinking about you that hard.
At all.
Like, you're not on the list because you said you didn't want to do it.
Exactly. Why do you want to be on someone's list the night before you're over there talking about their husband and spreading all these rumors in Hollywood?
That part set me up.
Like, on Tootie fire. On fire. If I Tootie watched that, there was no way if I see that girl to have that patience and see that she talked about my man on air like that and spread
that's
all
what, that's what's going to make for a good reunion. Wait till we get the teaser for the reunion.
But my thing is can you up here talking about that, but look at your man Matt who coming off like he damn down low.
So we talking about
I can't even... are we getting into Matt?
Are we talking about Matt now?
Wait.
No, I don't want to talk about... No.
Your titties look good, girl. Your titties look good.
We're not talking about Matt. We're going to talk about Elvis really quickly.
Oh, yes, Elvis. Now, I missed... Was that... Is that Peter's real name or was that a nickname?
Well, I don't know if that's... His family called him, or his real name was Elvis?
No, I think his family gave him a name as
like
Elvis.
A little dancing Peter.
I bet Peter was just the cutest little boy.
I bet he was the best.
Cutest like, little chocolate boy.
Adorable.
We saw the flashback. Did you think he was cute?
I didn't see the flashback.
There was a flashback?
I thought there was.
It was a picture.
It was a cute picture of Peter.
He was a little chocolate poor.
I must have missed it because I didn't see
like
that.
I mean, they were poor. He said he was poor. Like a
seven people, one bed.
He was just a little chocolate poor boy.
Chocolate poor boy.
I bet he just was the cutest.
I bet he was adorable.
I bet he was all up under the women. That's how he's so messy today.
I like Peter.
Such a reed queen. Now he was all up under his grandma and aunties and them in the kitchen, you know, trimming greens and
planting.
I loved Portia with the fish. She was like, oh, did that fish say y'all like?
No, that's plantain. Baby, that's plantain.
I just love Portia. By the way, someone tagged me on Facebook. I don't even know who this is. Tagged me yesterday and said that their dream vacation would consist of me, Portia, and Phaedra with them. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Cute.
I wouldn't mind that. So bravo, if you want to put that together.
Make it happen.
Because I really like Phaedra and
can I like direct a commercial with them so I can just go on a vacation and be like, can I sit with this pretty girl?
Than her ovaries. Stop.
Oh. Well, they said she's pregnant, y'all.
I heard that too.
It was. They talked about it on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Yes, they were.
Well, apparently, he texted Brandon when we were asked it at Reality Check over at Black Hollywood Live, and he said that Brandon said, "Now you damn well know I can't talk about that."
Oh, you had Brandon on?
We didn't have Brandon, but we had someone who texted Brandon we were doing it live, and Brandon texted back and says, "You know damn well I can't talk about that.
Can you be pregnant?
But." Even if I did know something. So whatever you want to take from that.
You know what? I don't put anything past Kenya Moore.
Because Tyra Banks just got pregnant.
I'm saying that Kenya is a media whore. Yeah. Kenya could be drumming things up to get clicks on websites. Well,
Natalie Nunn, I just don't like talking about it,
so
but
do you think
I always
that
question
was
about
ever
when
pregnant?
She, I don't think Natalie Nunn
me
was
neither.
Pregnant.
I don't watch BGC or whatever.
I was trying to follow her pregnancy, but I remember when she lost
my
it.
Question
oh my God,
is,
her husband's so fine.
He is so fine. But my question is like, how do you plan?
Really fine.
Ooh, how do you plan? Cute. How do you plan club appearances knowing like, you're a certain amount of months pregnant.
Because she got checks. Mm-hmm. She needs to pay some bills.
I mean, I get it, but...
We'll talk off camera about that. I never thought about...
Well, I mean, people can't go to the club pregnant?
I don't think they used to be promoting that.
No.
Ideally, no.
Nowadays, people
do.
I mean, they do, obviously.
I'm
not
going to
do
that.
Anything. Now, there's a lot. Now, I just got accustomed.
Kenya's pregnant with a jelly baby?
I just got accustomed to seeing crop tops in church, and I'm a very progressive person.
Ooh, what do you mean?
Wearing a crop top to church?
You've been going to one church?
Yes.
Not in my church, okay.
One church, they
but I don't judge. I don't, listen, stay out of my mentions. I do not judge, but I'm just saying.
Stay out of my mentions.
Because you know they'll swarm the mentions.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is I'm a progressive, I've always been a progressive girl, and I just, you know, in church, a crop top with, you know, I'm still gonna, so the thought of people being pregnant in the club is a real stretch for me. It's like, give me one thing at a time.
Because it's like smoke, like a whole lot
now,
of things.
Now, see, smoke, if you're pregnant in the club, now, I'm not a judgy person, but I might judge you if I see you pregnant in the club. Like, you might catch a for me.
Well, you know what the new thing is? I've met a few women lately that told me that they smoke weed while they're pregnant. Do you think that there's something wrong with that?
I've heard that, but it has to be like...
It can't be that gas.
So you
it gotta
have to
be Reggie.
You have to smoke it out of like a vaporizer.
So
do you think
that a vaporizer and it has to be like once every month? Like you can't be like every night toking it up.
What do you think about that? To something that you can't even let go for the 9 months.
That's
make sure
what
your
I'm
baby
saying.
All right. Like you
that's
need to pray.
Saying.
Like just
that's
let
why
it,
I don't
but
have
all
to.
All this like new age stuff
like,
that
yes.
I've never heard of.
Kenya is almost 50.
All right, y'all. We gotta talk about this show.
Okay.
So what did you guys think about NeNe going and talking to Kenya and saying that she wants the three of us to be friends?
Go NeNe! And can I say, because I wasn't here the week before, I'm so glad NeNe is back, and I'm very glad that she is being a very jovial and fun lady again.
But I don't believe it. Do you believe that she wants to be Kenya's friend?
I do believe
no.
that she...
No, she's just saying that for her sake of coming back on the show.
I think it's because Kenya doesn't... She's not... phased by Kenya anymore. She like worked through her issues.
NeNe
Kenya doesn't get under
happy.
Her skin anymore.
And especially coming onto the show and then seeing Cynthia be like, Kenya's not really my friend. NeNe's just like,
she's eating it all. I'm your friend, girl.
Exactly. And I think it's because NeNe, as much as she would say no, and I totally agree, that she was threatened by Kenya. And now she feels like, because she came back to the show, they needed her to come back. She's not threatened by Kenya anymore.
She seems
so
very
she
much
feels
at peace.
Very
she
at
seems
peace.
Happier.
She's one,
but
of
I
herself.
Do think she's being fake.
Yeah,
I don't
I
think
do.
She's interested in a three-way friendship.
I agree. Kenya brings up Chrissy's gay rumors. The industry calls him that.
I've been in the industry for 20 years.
I've been working with her with Kim Fields since. If I hear the
since
damn same
single.
Shit over and over again, girl, you done had a walk-on role.
First of all,
did
I,
she even on
I
Living
stand,
Single?
I was just about to say, I love Living Single. Everyone knows
Me
that
too.
I love Khadijah, Regine, Max, and Sinclair.
Yes.
And I was typically the one to clock, like, celebrity cameos, and I don't remember, because back in the day, I viewed Kenya as a celebrity.
I'm pretty sure
she was
on
Martin.
IMDb.
She was in Waiting to Excel. Like, I remember, oh, look at Kenya Moore, you know, I didn't know her title. If
Miss
it was
America.
Miss USA, whatever. But I knew who Kenya Moore was.
Yes,
I don't
too.
Remember her. If you all know if Kenya Moore was on an episode of Living Single, please
IMDb
let me know the
right
season
now.
And the episode that she was on. And I'm sure it was a walkthrough.
No, it was probably like how Jessica White probably got a bigger role in Zoe Ever After than Kenya has and everything.
So let me ask you all this.
Chris
Do you all think
gay.
Chris is gay?
No.
I don't
no,
think he's gay.
No.
I would think Kenya's man is gay before.
Absolutely. We got a chance to see Chris's personality.
Yes.
And
so
we got a chance to see him take control of his wife.
Yeah.
He's a man. He's not
he's
gay.
He's definitely sassy and he can be
so
feminine, but I think he's an artist.
Men.
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
let's not get into that discussion.
I'd be opening all the doors. I love going
well,
to K-Bar with me.
He's a man.
No, I'm just saying, like, the way that he took control over his wife and his demeanor.
Really
not even demeanor, but just the way that he took control over that and was able to stand in and bring her down. I think that...
I don't think that proves straightness. I think that... I think just overall seeing him and seeing him how... attached he is to his family, the type of person he is morally, and then seeing like he's clearly around his children
and
all the time.
And I think we associate femininity
yes,
with
come
him
on
being
forth.
Gay, and he could totally just be a slightly more feminine guy than the average macho man. He's a dancer, he's an artist, like
Broadway.
It's Broadway.
And then
and
on
like,
top of that, like Sheree put it best, if he is spending weekends
right.
with the boys... What business of that is ours? Because
yes.
he still clearly takes care
and
of his
he's
family.
He's saying that I'm with my wife. So as far as we know, in terms of his sexuality, he is.
He might have sucked a dick back
in
I mean, you never know. But you know what?
And
people,
she might have touched
people
Jacuti.
Have the right to define their marriage however they see fit, as long as it's not harming other people.
She did do one
Don't
episode.
One episode, 1997. She played Lisa
DeLongpre.
Who was that? Scooter's new girlfriend.
Probably. It was probably like the latter. Yeah, later part.
They said she was an extra number 5 on season 2, episode 3 of
hilarious.
Living Single.
Hilarious, hilarious. So yeah,
extra number 5. How y'all get that particular? You know what?
It's called 1 Degree of Separation, season 4. Oh, y'all are giving too many.
Thank y'all for looking that up because my internet is slow as hell in here.
That's so hot.
To get that.
All right, so what did you guys think since we're talking about Peter and the peaches? Peter, Chris, Greg, Grill, and Matt.
Now, was I the only one who didn't see the root of this escalation?
Yep.
No! Like they were just having a conversation and it was like, see me outside.
And it just was, I'm like, wait, to me, are you 16? Like, are you 12? Why are you?
I feel like Kenya has kept that man in the room and she's feeding him stuff. And he's scared. He's probably nervous. Like, to be all these older people, he has to go in the room and then who knows what they're going to attack. Yeah. He knows he's with Kenya. Everyone right now hates Kenya.
Well, he also assumed, it seemed like he assumed that Kenya had been like bragging or at least sharing how young he is. Yep. And they didn't have a clue. And 28? Some of the women didn't even know how old he was.
He's 28, right?
Yeah.
He's 27. The thing is, I don't think also his
he looks like he's 33. He
his personality with Peter, like Peter can come off like aggressive and
as Nene said, a bitch.
And like,
but not when they were doing that.
It was so calm.
It was after
Peter was enjoying his album. I mean, his album. He was enjoying his. I feel like Raven Simone today with all my mix up with the words. He was enjoying his home island.
Yeah,
they were all full from fish and liquor and everything.
If anybody said anything sideways, it was Greg. When Greg was like, "What's wrong with you? You ain't got no kids."
Well, he wasn't talking though. Also, Matt was giving him one word.
What was Greg trying to imply though?
That by 28 you should have had some kids and something wrong with you think?
Which is weird too.
That's the old school way of thinking.
But I also think it's rude. It's like, to spot a black man that's 28 years old and ain't got no kids, we should be thanking the Lord. He obviously ain't got no kids.
Because he obviously ain't got no ring on it either. Come on, Greg.
Let's be happy for the brother.
Hump the horn on him, Greg.
But he's dating Kenya.
Okay, well, you know.
I didn't know he was that. I think it kind of went left as soon as Peter said, "I have a son your age." And I don't feel like he received that well.
Yep. But he didn't even say it like, oh,
I know he didn't. But you know how some people just.
He was sensitive about it to go into it.
Like, Peter's, I just think their personalities just didn't go well.
I think that, but I also just feel like you're in a weird, every reality star I talk to, they say, look, they just tell you where to go, you show up, and then you don't know who's going to be there.
Mm-mm.
So imagine with
not
him.
Not always, you don't.
Yeah, so imagine with him, he's like hearing only from Kenya. So you have Psycho just in your ear the whole time, and it's like, now you hang with Psycho, so now you just got to talk to these four guys.
So what do you what did you think about when Matt walked away and Chris made those comments about his physique?
Oh,
because the internet kind of blew up about
what's
that.
What's his name?
I thought Greg was the one that made
it. No,
Chris made comments about his physique.
It was the dude. It was the football player. Sheree's husband.
Yeah.
It wasn't Chris.
It sounded like Chris in the sound.
I thought it was Greg.
The picture went to Bob, and Bob was literally like, he got them small hips.
Big hands.
And I was like, where are you going with this? Like, are you talking about his athletic build? Like, what's happening? That was not Chris.
I thought it was Chris, too.
I didn't think it was Chris at all.
Weird.
All right, Phaedra not wearing any drawers.
Gone, girl. Air it out.
What's new? And today's also Monday. I mean...
And I didn't really get it. Were those like pom pom shorts? Like, was that a skirt?
I don't know. But I don't understand Phaedra's personality. One minute she's a church woman, and then the next minute, was she?
She was drunk the entire time.
Because the next minute, then Portia's.
But you can also not wear panties for two different reasons, because as we saw in this.
Kim wasn't wearing no panties.
But Kim wearing no panties for a different reason.
You're supposed to not wear panties as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't wear, I haven't worn underwear in probably like 10 years, and that's just normal for me. But I'm not gonna go walking around talking about
telling everybody,
and I'm not gonna be a church girl one minute and then the next minute be like, I
she's allowed to have complexities to her personality.
She was drunk, guys.
You can go to church with no panties. I mean, like, as long as you ain't doing nothing.
This is reminding me of Never Have I Ever. Okay.
And honey, who won that game?
Me.
You lost that bitch. You was the first one up.
Alice done did everything.
No, I haven't.
We couldn't come up with nothing.
I was on four. This bitch was down.
Shut up.
Just couldn't even play no more.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so Chris left early to go to work. So he couldn't be a part of the commercial.
To work, and that could be said to work or to work.
Well, no, there was something about
videos.
Yeah.
Right, he's coined. Listen, you know what? I just thought about producing. That. He's working. He's coined. He takes care of his family. Kenya, shut up.
Leave him alone.
No, but
just
she's
shut up.
But
to
she's jealous.
Stupid.
I think she's honestly jealous of Kim Fields.
Shut up.
We see.
But she even said, like, well, maybe I've just had too much to drink after she spilled all that tea. So it was like
that was her way of trying to save her messiness.
Exactly.
On the bus, Phaedra starts joking with Matt.
She was fucking Cardi B. Like, I was like, what is going on?
She really looked like Cardi B's grandma.
Her tongue was out her mouth, like, the entire time.
Did you see her in Dish Nation with her fur, too?
Oh, my God.
Looking like Cardi
in everything.
Yeah, oh, child. Please, 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 my nerves.
I don't understand. I don't understand. That's the thing. I don't understand Phaedra. She has too many. It's like she's now turning into, like,
she
miniature
got
Porsche.
She got personality for
understand.
Each job.
Stop playing. You understand Phaedra just fine. You know any other girl raised up in a church, mom and daddy ministers, church girls always have two sides of their personality.
Jeremy.
And all it is a grown folks
Jeremy
version
got
of it.
Kicked out for 5 minutes for using the F word. Thank
Ooh,
y'all.
We don't use language like that.
What did he say?
And I'm not saying fuck. I'm not talking about fuck.
Why? What did
he say?
He
said Chris is an F.
Who is an F?
Pile of sticks.
An F.
Who
G. He said Chris is.
I mean,
we don't use language like that now.
Nice.
We're open to colorful language here at AfterBuzz. Because
I'm a motherfucking rainbow.
But we ain't got to go there, brother.
Right.
We ain't got to go there. Mm-mm. But you don't know him.
You better dig in that vocabulary bank and
find a
substitution.
The other thing, right. Phaedra, after watching the Dish Nation thing, I have to say, because you know I love me some Phaedra.
Yeah, you in love with Phaedra.
I like Shady Fae too.
But
I liked her in this episode.
I just am starting to see things now, and I'm like, stop.
Stop
talking
what?
About your seven jobs.
Oh.
Everywhere you go.
She's running out of things
I
to
mean,
talk about.
I mean, does she
about.
Really have seven
but
jobs?
No, now
does
it's making
really
me feel
anything?
Like, I don't think you have seven jobs. I don't, now
she
I'm wondering.
She doesn't have
what,
seven jobs. She has seven different interests. Her main bread and butter is the Real Housewives of Atlanta. We have not seen Phaedra in the morgue. We have not seen her practicing
law. Yeah, we did.
Law.
We saw her at the
I'm
morgue.
I'm saying
like
we're not seeing consistently.
Ago.
We see her interest.
Yeah.
We're not saying, I'm saying consistently. We haven't seen her do a lot
well,
of
Well, because,
things.
I mean, the whole last two seasons was about Apollo going to jail. So maybe that's why.
And maybe she's just invested money in the funeral business so that she
that's
has
what
like,
I
a
think
funeral
it is.
Home.
Because the way social media is set up, somebody out there would be like, Phaedra Parks embalmed my grandmama.
Yeah.
And we would all know about it. The blogs would pick it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would know. Phaedra Parks represented me in small claims court. We would know. So
yeah.
I don't really see or hear about her doing anything other than, I know she goes to like churches to promote some books she wrote and Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, she is very philanthropic from
mm-hmm.
what I see.
Yeah. I
That's
see
the most
a lot
that
speaking.
I see from her, so.
The other thing is that I saw Peter's opening up a new club in Charlotte. Apparently his restaurant in Charlotte's doing really well.
Charlotte is growing.
I checked
it's
out the Instagram.
Spot.
It has a nice
That's
little
because
following.
In Atlanta, people are like, but in Charlotte, not saying y'all ain't got nothing, but that has to be exciting to
yeah.
have.
And that's it's a growing young sort mm-hmm. of like 25, 35 population in Charlotte. Right
I
now.
Also feel like people actually pay for things at the Charlotte one because Atlanta, where they're filming Real Housewives a lot, they
famous.
Probably do a lot of like, no, but open bar.
People have expectations.
They invite certain friends who are like, I mean, we really don't got to hook you up or nothing.
Yeah.
What's his face open to, by the way? Trina Braxton's Bar Chicks in Atlanta.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I actually want to go to
they
that.
They had their grand opening, I want
to
say, like a month or so ago.
I'm
and
to
what
check
about
it out
Kay
when
Michelle?
I go home.
I know
Kay
she's
working
open.
On a bar.
Well, she's opened up a restaurant. And I heard she's coming
you know
back
what?
To Love & Hip Hop Atlanta for
I heard that too. And her perfect intro was that God darn Down in the DM remix session. If you all have not heard K. Michelle's
I
remix,
I have not heard that.
It's so bad, it's good. Like, it is so bad, it's good.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
I'll have to check that out.
All right.
It's awful.
So what
it's
did you,
literally awful.
The production
My ears
list
bled.
Doesn't have. It, the call sheet doesn't have a production. This is very amateur. This beach, oh my God, it doesn't
no
even
emergency
look.
Emergency contact.
No local hospital. Girl, she just sent you a list because you
Girl,
are
you didn't
an
show
extra.
Up to the meeting. That,
right.
Let's talk about professionalism. Let's talk about this beach doesn't look professional, really, because it looked like you was jumping in it like it was motherfucking Keys.
And you ruined shots on Ooh. Your paddle boat in the back.
Out there, wide of lightning in the sky.
Giving
you
a damn.
Be in the ocean when there's lightning in the sky.
Second summer on.
And the nerve of her to say they need to quiet down. Like, why
Thank
are they
you.
So loud?
The okay. best was
are
Nene
you
and Sheree.
Like, sorry, they
shade.
Rented that beach, honey, for a
she was
production.
So
why did she
stop.
Even come? I don't get it.
To be a rainy day,
yep.
to be a gray cloud on a sunny day.
Yep.
Notice
that
it didn't. The clouds
purpose.
Didn't come till Kenya in
was
in
about
the
to arrive.
Mm-hmm. Matt says that he only, well, Kenya's hating and whatnot. I love Sheree and Nene shading Kenya on the raft.
I love that Sheree and Nene are like cool.
Yeah. I love
and
it.
Like chatting it up and having a good time. Yeah.
I literally
Matt
love it.
Shades the men. He says, I've only met women since I've been
here. And
I
was like, you're five. Go home with your ball and your Matt ugly ass mustache. Just,
I'm with English when it comes to Matt. I am befuddled, as Phaedra says, honey.
We need to have how many minutes? Okay. We need to go.
But your titties look nice.
Them titties look good.
But your titties look nice.
Your titties look good.
But your titties look nice.
But then with the editing, it was so weird because right after that, like, Kenya was, like, covering her boobs.
It was just weird.
I was like, what's going on?
It was like, did you hire him, too?
I would have to ask him to shut all the way the hell up. Could you imagine at the end of the day when the lights are out and he's laying next to you and he wants to talk?
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, his voice ends it all. Like, just be a body.
Like, are we talking about him yet? Are we talking about him yet?
What else are we going to talk about?
He's like every freaking... He does every emoji
like
face on the phone. Like, every emoji face, he does it. No. Like, he's
including
like...
Including the Stevie J rap.
No, I was going to say, he's the Stevie J rap.
He licks his lips.
But that's what makes me like... he's the type of person, like, it almost makes me wonder if he is DL. Because I always talk about some of my gay friends and that, you know, as you get older, you... put the Decepticon and all that kind of stuff away. Where sometimes, you know, when you get around new guys or someone that you like, you just start talking in, you know, a deeper voice to come off more manlier. So, but with Matt.
But you're saying you can see Matt behind closed doors like, yes!
No!
I see, I don't, the not all of
that. I would love that.
Not all that.
I like collard greens and cornbread.
Not all that. But the way he be talking though, the way he be talking is too like, so girl, like,
he's too rehearsed, too hard.
Like he practices in the mirror.
He's yeah,
emoji faces
for
in the mirror.
Day that for the day that I'm around a group of hetero men. Okay, Kenya done told me that we about to leave in 3 weeks. So, hey, mom, do you think that this is convincing?
She like, hired him and coached
I
him.
I just yeah, it's, just, have it's
I have the biggest role in my life. Girl, I have the biggest role in my life. So I'm
bitch,
be Kenya's. I'm gonna be Kenya's
I'm
man.
I'm with Nene and them on the island, bitch. Tune in in February, bitch.
Free trip to Jamaica.
Okay, bitch. Next, I can't hear
next
him.
Season, he might be Milan's boyfriend on Love and Hip Hop. Shit.
He's like so cheesy. He probably like flexes like his boob muscles
and makes each one bounce up and down.
Because he does that with his eyebrows. Like,
okay, let's not talk about him. Let's talk about Oliver.
He's going to need Botox
because Oliver looked like he had Botox,
right?
Oliver, I liked Oliver coming to visit Portia. I kind of liked them together.
I liked him.
I like him better here than in Miami.
I agree. I liked him better, and I thought he was more attractive this time around. I don't know.
I agree. I thought he was more attractive.
I don't know if he got more tanned or whatever, but it works more.
I like him better here than in Miami.
Yeah.
We get to the rap party. Nene, you wasn't feeling Oliver that too much.
You weren't feeling it, Nene.
And no, then, what was it? What did she have on a bikini or a bathing suit underneath that sheer white thing?
Nene needed some low lights in that wig.
Nene
the rap
needs
party
some
wig.
Extra tracks
needs more
in that wig.
Why does
she needed some low lights. It was like storm blonde.
But her
like,
hair, she been wearing that because I saw her at the...
she's wearing it
what
everywhere.
What was it, the Golden Globes?
That's what she wore at the Golden
and
Globes.
And it was thin as fuck.
It looks cute when she has it to the side and a little wave to it.
Girl,
it
looks
but
like,
it's just like she's...
Nene, I vibe with you. I got a big old head too, girl.
Blonde.
You
need some... She needs like a dirty blonde. Like you can still be blonde. You just don't have to be platinum all over. Yeah. Like give yourself some root realness. Give yourself some low lights.
Can I join the pretty lady club?
No.
Can't
no. Be. They should have said no because they all looked at her like...
Wolf is always doing these damn plot twists. Do you see what he said?
What
he said? Matt is at Lori's son. Plot twist.
Wolf is just going nuts in this
wait, okay.
Chat.
But you guys, if you've watched the Grammys tonight or saw anything of it, tell me Pharrell does not look like Aunt Lori, tonight. He dyed his hair.
Girl,
you're going to gag. Kenya says that the guys hazed Matt. You know, she was kind of worried because Matt was playing by himself. And then we see Matt buys a beer for Peter and they go over there and, you know, it's a peace offering. And Kenya says, see, ladies, look at how grown Matt is. Bitch, you take notes.
Well, you, what was he going to do? Just sit there by himself? She walked away. She tried to go talk to Kenya or whatever.
To everybody
Cynthia.
Else.
Like, and so what is he gonna do? Sit there? He's 28 years old.
He's gonna go squash his beef with Peter.
The best part of this episode was the last 2 minutes.
Oh, yep. Sheree clucked all their fake ass.
My birthday twin.
Yeah, funny.
My birthday twin busted out the gate, and everybody was
like,
sitting around.
Oh my God, he's so fun. He's complimenting like the best Chris. Guy I've ever met. Like, he was hilarious.
He's just so amazing.
Did you get to talk to
brilliant.
Him?
He's
so
brilliant. Chris is fantastic.
An amazing dancer.
He's a Renaissance man.
But it was like so crazy to see that how everyone like trickle like went down the line and said all these fantastic things about him. But
you took those fantastic things and made them all gay last night.
Exactly.
Like you literally just sat up here and that y'all take that as a lesson.
But Sheree
people will read you the day before and sing your praises the next day.
Yes, they will.
That is real life.
I'm gonna check all
but
y'all.
But in fairness, they were just participating in the conversation. They were asking questions. Yes. Kenya was leading that charge, and Phaedra was co-signing like,
yep.
Well, but dumb. Kenya was leading that charge, so I don't think...
But do you think that they have any blame in it? Do you
no,
think that...
I mean, they sat there. Who wouldn't have sat there? That was some hot tea.
It was.
Who wouldn't have sat there and listened to
but
it?
But for them to be overly like, the next day to be overly like, girl, he's everything.
I'm not
they
did talk too much about nobody's
like,
husband.
Like,
I'm not like,
I would have It's a difference in talking and listening.
That's true.
But if I was...
It's a huge difference.
But girl, you sip your tea at the right time.
People
you were
talk
involved.
To me about a lot of things that I just listened to.
No, but they weren't listening. They were asking questions. That means you're adding into the conversation when they could have just sat there and listened to everything that Kenya had to say, like Cynthia was doing.
Yeah.
When you're asking questions, it crosses a
but
line.
But at the same time, I would change my mind only a little bit because I don't think any of them actually consider Kim a friend at this point. They kind of just know her and they're getting to know her. If anybody was like specifically considering her a friend at this point, I would feel like the friend should at least be like, y'all, that ain't cool. I'm
friend
not
or
cool
no
that.
Friend,
like if it
you're
was
not,
about
not gonna
Cynthia,
sit around and talk
if they were
about
talking
nobody's
about Peter.
Husband.
I mean, I wouldn't
the show.
Personally
yeah,
do it, but I don't see
show.
Any responsibility on their part to have to say,
I
like,
agree.
You need to shut it down.
But then they shouldn't have been sitting there saying, oh my gosh, he's so fantastic.
But that's why they got caught up.
They might have felt, because I felt like I've been falling in love with Chris's personality
I
throughout
love it.
As it goes. So that you don't know what might have, they might have had such
Chris
a good
is
day.
So cool.
That day that they were like, you know what, girl, your husband is.
When he told her to go put
the bee's knees.
But they were also
on.
Saying that they
not
hadn't
saying
seen
that
him.
They weren't being genuine.
He's just the modern day Bojangles.
Wait, she really did call him Bojangles?
At all. Right.
I don't think I would take that as a compliment.
No.
But, what I was saying is we can't call their compliments towards Chris. We can't say that they weren't being genuine because we saw what transpired.
I do
that
think
day.
They were being genuine, but I also think they were being two-faced.
Yeah,
because
they were.
The same things that you're complimenting
but
them
you
on
think
are
it's
the
necessary?
Things that made you.
Because the thing is, if he was all those things when Kenya was saying all of that, why didn't you jump in and be like, no, Chris is cool?
Okay,
why didn't Chris is
that's
Chris
English,
is on?
That's what I'm saying. But the day before, people might have been feeling some type of way or may not have observed Chris's greatness. And then the next day when they spent the whole day together and it was a commercial and da-da-da-da-da, that's when they might have been like, you know, Chris is
Chris wasn't there.
Gone.
Chris
oh, yeah,
wasn't there,
leave.
Girlfriend.
But
so that's
also,
a good theory,
you can
but
be,
Chris, yeah, I'm like, Chris wasn't
sorry.
There.
But you can be a great person. You can be all the nice things that they were saying and still be fruity and still
yeah,
be...
Yeah, but the thing is, if he's all those things, why are they waiting for Kim to sit there to say all of that? Why didn't they say that
they were
when
drunk,
Kenya was sitting
having
there?
Time with Kenya.
The conversation.
Anyways, what was relative was damn Sheree because this bitch catching she's just gagging.
I'm not here for the fake.
Getting the cotton out her mouth.
I'm allergic.
And she said,
the fake
you know,
shit.
It's funny, Kim, because things were said about your husband last night.
And everybody was like,
even though I didn't want to step up last night and say this
was
inappropriate.
Like,
yes,
Portia
I loved
was like,
it. I loved it.
She said, everyone, you know, just people were things were said about your husband being
thanks,
fruity.
Zoe.
And I would have been fully riding with Sheree if she had also said something the night before.
You what?
She said she would have been riding with
I would
Sheree
have been fully.
Fully.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel her on that.
The night
but if she had also checked it the night before, at least you don't have to check on
it.
Seems
messier.
It seems
just
messy
saying
just saying
it.
That's
exactly
an inappropriate
what
time
my
to bust
point
it
was.
Out, I think. But that's what I can respect about Sheree because it's making for good TV and that girl is earning her damn peach for
she's
season.
Like, I need
what
to
is
come
it
going to
be? Season 8? Season 9?
Got no more money.
Season 9? She is earning her peach.
Yeah.
But it was perfect. Perfect to drop that bomb.
It was so awkward.
Instead of doing one-on-one, which is what a lot of us would have done, she said, boom. Remember on Why Did I Get Married? When Tasha was like, boom.
Boom.
That is exactly what Sheree did.
But like, it was perfect, too, because it wasn't... I hate when they boom, and it's like you have everyone around, but the incident's only with two people.
Yeah.
No, everyone in this room partook in that conversation last night, so let's have it.
Except for Cynthia.
But
I can't wait to see. But well, Cynthia and still Sheree, stayed but seated.
No, Cynthia tilted that hat down.
She was so bothered, she should have gotten up and left. Yep. I'm not buying it. I'm not here for you, Cynthia.
And
girl,
not only that, but
no.
Cynthia usually would be the one to be like, yeah, no, like, come on. Okay. Let's not get in this
but
mess.
I think because her and Kenya already yep. had that spat that she didn't want
to
go.
She didn't want Kenya to drag
why?
Her.
Yep. Who wants to have Kenya conversations dug in that ass. With Kenya at this point?
Kenya
would have
hit her with
immature
the first of all.
On that note, let's get into what
Kenya wouldn't have because Kenya is so thirsty for a damn friend at this point. Yeah. She don't care. The same way she got all perky-eyed like a five-year-old when they were like, Kenya, Cynthia cried on the bus for you. She's like,
really?
Yeah,
okay. I agree.
Your thirsty ass would not drag Cynthia because that's your only
not
friend.
Not Lanithia there. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Lanithia, when she raised her voice and stand up, baby, it's
I can't
a
wait for next week. She's going to be like, Nene will be here. Nene ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Elite's pulling it together.
I can't wait for this to be continued, but I am, in all honesty, I'm ready for them to get off the island. I'm ready to be back in Atlanta. Yes.
Oh, no, we're not missing anything.
Because I'm surely not missing Candy.
Candy? No,
we
thank
even
you.
Miss her.
I'm just saying, I'm over the island. Like, it's like 4 weeks on the island.
I love the island. Like
well, let's talk about what we think. Let's move into predictions. Your After Buzz TV predictions. Kim walks out of the gay conversation.
Take her under the bus.
We get Phaedra giving advice to Kim. You know, sometimes you just gotta cut a snake off.
Mm-hmm.
We get Kim versus Kenya. And then Kenya versus Cynthia and Nene.
You are not gonna talk about my life and my husband and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It'll be real exciting. I bet it's gonna be more exciting in the preview than it is in the actual episode.
I agree.
I wonder what dynamic Candy would have added to this.
nothing.
No.
Dry.
I think she would have been sitting
paint
there.
Paint drying.
I'm saying if she
would have been with Phaedra
pregnant.
And Portia.
If she were not pregnant, I wonder
pregnant.
What dynamic she would. No, because remember her and Phaedra are still kind
of. A little.
So where would she have fit in? Because she don't see it for Nene.
She might
she
have
cool
been.
With Portia, but.
But I wonder
the whole
if the
thing
Phaedra thing
would have
actually mended a little bit because she wouldn't have wanted to be involved with that mess.
I
want, like you said, Marlo to see where.
I would have done.
If they had Marlo, Tammy, and Shamia there,
it would
have
been
a
real
whole
party.
New episode.
That been a
no
real
more
party.
Tammy, I can't.
Or Shamia.
No more Tammy. What are you crazy? Tammy needs to come back.
Tammy is TV
one more
gold. You saw the way she was standing at that door.
Yo.
She is
Tammy
TV.
Is crazy.
First of all,
as
I'm more into Tammy's life.
Yeah, Tammy's too volatile.
As long as she doesn't bring Glenn Rice Jr.
Yes.
On the
that
island.
That was the real problem. Tammy
you know who I would love to see?
Now she's creepy too.
I know. This is just like in my celebrity deathmatch head. But I would really love to see New York just come and visit these
first
girls.
First of all, no.
I would.
She would have shut down so fast.
She's the one who started all of this.
No, but
crazy
that, I would have just. I would love to see
she's
her
on
and
a new
Nene.
Show for the next 15.
Her and Nene interacting with each other would be interesting. To
it
me.
Would because we'll they both see. Read queens.
So you mean to say you wouldn't want Claudia back?
Oh
no.
Which, by the way,
who's Claudia?
Wait, did you see the next 15?
I saw the first episode. Yes.
Okay, here's my thing with Claudia. On Real Housewives of Atlanta, we were like, what has Claudia done? And she was like, everyone's acting like I haven't done this, 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 and this. Then on the next 15, the only thing she promotes that she has, I'm
Real
infamous
Housewives
from the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Well, that's
only thing I know Claudia Jordan from is Foxhole Radio with Jamie Foxx and B. Scott.
Deal or
no,
no deal
she
for
did
me.
Deal or No Deal, and she did
I'm
Price
saying,
is Right.
Only thing,
because she was a model that didn't
yeah,
talk.
She was basically
I
like a Kenya more.
The Price is Right.
Yeah, she did Price is Right too. She was one of the girls that
she's a model
presents the showcases.
She's a model.
My grandmother might know you, girl.
In fact, anyways. Kenya Moore has done more than you because she's at least walked
no,
walk
really.
On roles
she
for
has.
20 years. So.
Kenya Moore made a movie that was in Redbox. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
I'm at Pink English on Instagram, Twitter, English Speaks.
And Char says so on everything.
Boom. Thank y'all for tuning in. Ooh. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.